Hello and welcome to Balls Out No Flops, the intergalactic podcast which has been voted the most on the internet. A podcast immeasurable through the mere limitations of time and space. Shakespeare has been quoted as saying, "That Paragon fellow knows his shit." And Wordsworth has said of the podcast, "What the fuck's up with that carny prick?" Brought to you from a sewing room somewhere between Death Valley and the Nung River, I give you Larry Floyd, Ray Carney, and Morton Paragon's expert analysis on the shit you don't care about. Let's do the show. Wow. Hello and welcome, everyone. Didn't go in with the... You were expecting the other music, weren't you?
I don't know what I'm expecting.
I forgot all about it. I'm just going to say that. Hello and welcome, everyone. Big week in league. Massive week in league. And I think, Ray Carney, this week in league, just gone, I think really highlights the need to bring in your top eight and bottom eight.
I've got a solution for the bottom eight today as well.
Good. Paragon.
Yes.
What?
Good afternoon.
I'm just trying different ways of communication here. Okay. Yeah, so a lot to talk about today. Let's start with our balls out and our flops. I was threatened before to have a fruit thrown at my head if mine was South related, but I'm going with a big flop for Liam Knight. He's the floppiest cunt this side of a fucking fish.
In the history of flopdom.
Yeah. The cunt's made a rubber. He can't catch a ball. He drops a ball at the most crucial time. You know, we get a repeat set, first tackle, bang, drops it, turns it over. He's horrible, he's ugly, he's stupid, he's unfunny, and one big floppy nutbag.
He's got very thick skin. Like, literally, like,
it's thick eyelids, like a fucking...
Yeah, it sort of droops over his head. He's been in the sun. He's like an 80-year-old man that's been in the sun all his life, and he's just got this weird skin.
He looks like an Inuit with gigantism. Yeah. We know no one likes that.
You're not funny either.
Nah. And his dress sense is deplorable.
Yeah.
Your flop?
That's my flop.
Yeah. We can't even disagree with this one.
You can't.
My flop is picking Tommy Turbo for Origin. Get out of here. The guy has played fucking a handful of games. He just came back and he's got injured again. Mm. And he didn't play that well anyway. And they're talking about playing him at Origin. Mm. I've had
first
to think
picks?
About this.
Well, yeah, first pick.
Put it this way. If you were going to buy a secondhand car, would you buy the Tommy Turbo now? Yes. There's a turbo, but it has only done 900 kilometres. That's actual fact.
That's
issue.
A
he's
plus,
run
though.
He's run 900 kilometres, but he's been to the fucking mechanic three times already.
Ooh, okay.
Okay. Yeah. The contestants for it to get someone else in instead of him is Tony Staggs. Everyone's talking about him. Now he's a pretty good machine, I think. But the previous owner is Seabold. So
oh Jesus.
I don't think you'd pick him either.
No, you'd wipe those seats down.
So you can't pick Turbo, you can't pick Tony Staggs as well. So what do? I can't believe Fittler's even entertaining the thought. Give the man a rest. The guy's broken. Mm. He's fucking...
Yeah, he should be playing Origin.
He needs to have a break. This is fucking... It's not looking after the players, mate. His well-being.
He needs to sun himself at Newport Beach, walk up to the chicken shop or the fish and chip shop across the road, which is very good, Mr. Paragon. I know you like fish and chips, and it's very good.
Mm-hmm.
Get a fisherman's basket.
Yep.
Okay, I think you get six calamari with that, but they always throw in a couple extra.
That's nice.
Tartare? You get a tartare. You get two tartares.
Two tartares.
And you get a bunch of chips.
They usually skimp on that shit.
You know what? They don't give you salt. You have to ask for salt.
You don't need to. You get your salt yourself. You don't get salt from the guy.
Where do you get your salt from?
There's fucking satchels of salt everywhere in those shops.
Yeah, but it's... anyway, we can go to Coles. The Coles next door at Newport. Sit down on the grass. Have himself
you
a feed.
Fucking brainwashed Jimmy the hand. I've heard all of this, mate.
There's an obvious solution to the Tommy Turbo for Origin. Dougs.
Talk about a beat up fucking car.
Dude. Jesus. Bush basher. You think that's an obvious solution? I don't think you're right.
Just a couple more games, Dukes. Yeah. Come on, Dukes.
Get him out there for some horrific injuries. Well, I think he's got one last injury in him and it's going to be horrific. Like a fucking shin just split open his leg.
It's going to be like a Mortal Kombat death move.
Yeah. Shin through his neck.
Spine ripped out.
His own shin through his neck. Just blood everywhere.
If you're going to do that, you need Ferguson too. Get him out there. All right, sir. Your ball's out or your flop. Or
ball's out because I'm a beacon of positivity.
Yes.
You're a beacon of something.
Thank you. Peter Volandis.
Always.
When in his press conference, where he was announcing larger crowds for the finals, was asked about the AFL playing their grand final in Brisbane and made a comment on it.
Good on him.
And then just threw in, on that subject, while they're in Brisbane, it's like people going to an ABBA concert when they're AC/DC fans. Pause. They'll like the rhythm for a while, but they'll go back to the real heavy stuff.
Yeah.
The rugby league.
Yes. Well done. That's great.
Round of applause for rugby league and AC/DC.
That's Loaves and Fishes right there.
Yeah. That's genius. Well, he's a poet.
He's wordsmith.
Yeah. His word's worth.
I hope we keep that, though. I hope we keep the AC/DC vibe of rugby league, because with all the rule changes and the pussiness of it all at the moment, it seems like we're moving towards the ABBA concert rather than the AC/DC concert.
Yeah.
So, well said.
That's balls out.
Yeah, good.
Administrator doing balls out.
Yeah, but the administrator, the greatest administrator probably in rugby league history.
Ooh.
Since
better than Quayle?
Better than Quayle.
Arthurson?
Up there with J.J. Yiltonen.
Flop? The original. Flop? NRL officiating. Starting on Thursday night.
My dick just went down as soon as you said that.
With the Jackson Paulo try. For God's sake. Like, they spend time re-adjudicating the ball going dead and whether it should be a line dropout or a tap. But a try that's obviously not a try. Now we can't change that because the guy's lining up for the kick. What a load of balls.
Yeah. Well, look, it shouldn't have been a try, but, you know.
I mean, you needed help. I understand that.
We'll get to that game.
As a franchise, you needed help.
I got things to
say. When are they just going to bite the bullet and go, okay, captain's challenge for tries and whatnot? They've just got to do it, man.
There's another flop, double flop. Captain's challenges, they're so bad at them.
Yeah, they're really stupid.
But there's the statistics show that, I think last night they were talking about it on 360, I think there's been like over 100 decisions that they've overturned correctly. So that's over 100 decisions that are, you know.
Bad decisions from the ref?
Yeah, bad decisions from the ref that have been overturned.
Freezing.
It's arctic in here.
It's like we've just installed an air conditioning system in the sewing room.
Can you go turn it off?
And
I'll do it.
And yeah, it's probably making a buzz sound as well.
No, it's not buzzing.
Well, your doesn't buzz, hey?
He listens while he does the podcast.
But do you think they need to? How do you fix the problem then?
Common sense. God's sake.
That's your solution.
The guy's lining up for a kick and everyone knows it's not a try. So call it back.
Just call it back. Yep.
There's time. So that's
it's a load of shit.
They're going to trial that this week, but we will partake of that conversation later.
Yeah.
Did you have any balls out, Mr. Carney? Did you have any positivity at all, or are you just
I'm just negative. I was away on the weekend, and I have to say, living by the water is a positive for me.
There you go.
Yeah. I had a bit of a break from football, but it was good. I'd say the Titans, they've won again. That's four in a row. Can you believe it?
Holbrook, mate. He gets my balls out.
He's done well, and just think of the players that they've got coming. It's going to be amazing. So, balls out to the Titans. Well done. It's going to make it interesting next year.
Yeah. All right. So, probably start with the games. I'll just mention one of the topics we're going to talk about today, and that's going to be the battle to avoid the spoon, which is on Thursday night.
No one likes we'll get to spooning.
That. I love it. Big spoon or little spoon? You like being little spoon, don't you?
Nah. That's not like going to happen.
That reminds me of the joke. This guy goes to prison, right? And they throw him in cell. His mate tells him, "Oh man, you're gonna get raped. It's gonna be the worst thing ever. You know, just be really careful. Do what you can to avoid it." He goes, "Oh fuck, fuck!" And he's freaking out. And they throw him in with this huge hillbilly okay, throw him in the cell with a huge hillbilly. And he's just sitting there shaking. The hillbilly looks at him and says, you want to play mummies and daddies? And the guy's going, huh? Yeah. He goes, I'll be the mummy. And he goes, oh, thank God. He goes, now come here and suck mummy's dick. I can't. What was that in relation to?
Big spoon, little spoon.
Big spoon, little spoon.
Wooden spoon. Dogs 26, South 16. I repeat.
Ding, ding, ding. Let's
Dogs,
go, boys.
26, South 16.
The only upset of the round.
You came out 3 weeks ago as a fucking Storm fan. You don't support the Dogs. You've been death riding the Dogs the whole season.
Here we go.
You don't get to say anything positive, and I'm turning you off. What number?
Round one. Gone to you. Let's go. Round two.
A tad defensive, aren't we? A little bit defensive.
No, we were shit.
You were. We were good.
Not at the start.
You guys played
well.
We played well, and I think you played for Josh Jackson.
Yes.
I think you went out there and put it out, and we couldn't match it. We're fucking such dipshits. And yeah, well, go on. You go.
I'm fine, thanks.
Bask in your glory.
Jackson's 200th. Your first try wasn't a try. Jaden Sewer hits Dolzair in the head.
That was good.
Brenton Speed is clearly, the Fox commentator, is clearly a Souths fan.
A Dogs fan.
He's a Souths fan.
No way. He said Sewer should go for that.
No, he's clearly a Souths fan. He's just Ockenbauer. Predator.
He was good.
He's a great player,
you talked
man.
Him up last week.
No, I did.
He ran
good.
For 230 metres or some shit.
And Josh Jackson, everyone sort of looks at the tries, but he made two try-saving goal line defensive plays, both on
great.
Cam Murray. Unbelievable. Mm. Both times Cam Murray's half past him. Grabs him, pulls him back, stops the try. Brilliant defence, man. I think it is clear, you're going to say this is obvious, that we don't miss Napa. But I'm going to tell you that we don't miss Kieran Foranova.
Yeah.
Oh.
Because he only plays for half an hour and then he clocks off.
A season.
And Joey Johns and Freddie Fittler love pointing out the first half hour on TV where Foran sets up a try.
Yeah.
They don't point out the four tries in the second half where he's a witch's hat and everyone just runs around him.
Foran has the keys to stilettos though, right?
Well, Foran will end up...
He does. His mate owns it.
He will end up at Manly with Desi.
That's almost a done deal, apparently happening today.
And he's causing shit up in Newcastle because Pierce wants him up there.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's...
an old Pierce.
What are you going to do next year, though? This is typical Dogs, but they usually start their run usually in the last three, four rounds. They usually win the last four,
you
five games. But they're only going to win, well, maybe two games potentially this year because...
I'll tell you what we're going to do next year. We'll get slightly better.
Will you?
But slightly. And I'll get to it later. But the reason we'll get slightly better is a change in coaching, yada, yada. But there's no one out there. There's no one on the market. I'm going to read you later the best 13 players on the market at the moment.
Okay.
You don't rate any of them.
You could do worse than Ben Hunt and Darius Boyd.
Oh, my God. So,
well, Ben Hunt's on the market.
For South... Liam Knight was woeful.
He was fucked.
Cookie, his eyes are dead.
Yeah. He's not a smart dummy half, man.
But his eyes are dead.
Mm.
I don't know if he's even with us anymore, Cookie.
He's focused on Origin.
He's either a permanent concussion or he's no longer with us.
He's had a few good games this year, but I don't think he's a real thinking dummy half. He's a good runner.
I love this every week. If he's South a win, you come in here with it.
When have I ever said he's a thinking dummy half?
But really, the game was before the game, and I think maybe you got a tad distracted by Sam Burgess.
Well, what a surprise.
Dropping a little hint that he's going to come back. Do you think this possibly sidetracked the South Sydney Rabbitohs?
I don't think so. If it did, they're fucking weak as piss.
They're weak as piss, that's
they're
clear.
They're dumb.
Yes, they're dumb.
But...
They played the NRL.
I think, yeah. Well, let's see what happens. You called this early, really early.
Okay. He wasn't ready to retire.
Look,
Inglis, we'll take that money.
Yep.
I saw,
Burgess, we'll take that money.
I saw his...
We'll get Latrell with that money. Now we'll get Burgess back.
Yeah, that's smart.
Absolutely playing the NRL.
Straight out of the Roosters playbook. I did see
You've
his
become
shoulders.
What you hate.
X-rays. Then what?
You've become what you hate.
You saw his x-rays.
I saw his because they were mixed up. He's got my gallbladder x-rays and I've got his shoulder x-rays. And let me tell you, it's bone on bone.
I know, but...
And that's not his shoulder.
Make me horny.
Have you seen Mike Tyson lately?
Yeah.
He's on the stem cell stuff. He's had a year off. It's very smart. It's very smart from Burgess. He's had a year off. He's gone. He's had all the, I'm sure he's had all these stem cell,
roids,
the state of the art, juice, fucking all sorts of shit. And he's, I reckon he's going to come back even better than what so. He was.
He's on 10 types of gear.
Yeah, probably go to the fucking Roosters though.
I would do that for like Josh Jackson or someone like that and just fucking load him up with stem cells or whatever the fuck they're doing.
His jaw can't go any further. Yeah, that's man. True. Like, that's as far as it goes. Yeah. It cannot go any further.
But he's going to come back a monster, man. A year off. How old is he?
I think he's 29.
He's not even 30.
He might just...
Speaking
Sam
of...
Sam Burgess' age.
Fucking, he's got ages in the game.
31.
While you're looking up Samuel's age there...
2 years.
There's some vicious rumours going around about performance-enhancing drugs at one of the highly contending teams this year.
Really?
Mm. Well, it's... What?
It looks like you, Morton, Tom Burgess.
You're not even going to say the team.
Not yet. Bit of research.
Bit of integrity here.
I'm saying it's Panthers because I got a tip too.
Ah, really?
Yeah.
They're all doing it.
Yeah, I know.
They're just, all doing it.
Some of them aren't smart enough to mask it, though. They got to get Warnie's mum's tablets.
Yeah.
If it's Penrith, I'm going to be fucking pissed off. Not only have they had a fucking easy ride this year... They get dosed up on fucking steroids as well.
On the positive, Mr. Floyd, Wayne Bennett announced this week that the teenager Joseph Suali won't be at Souths in 2021. He can stick his contract demands up his ass.
Yeah.
And I say, well played, sir. Mm. This freaking kid who's done nothing with some two-bit manager saying, I want shitloads of money now, and then as soon as I go well, I'm leaving.
Yeah.
You can't win that.
That's a ridiculous fucking
contract.
That's a
no-win for a club. Now, someone will take him up on it, but if your club takes him up on it, you're idiots, man.
It's probably going to be your club.
It could be, because we are the idiots at the moment. But
I would call him in and say, yep, fucking no worries, man. Let's have a meeting. Let's sign, and I'll drag him into a public toilet and flush his head down the toilet, just like a fucking 16-year-old brat.
Did you hear we've signed Ferner as our assistant coach?
That's a good move, sign. Man. He was a good assistant for us. Mm. Well, like, we had Seabold and Ferner. We came third that year.
He's now, like Seal from The Sopranos. He's a good number two.
That's high praise.
He's a good number
high
two.
Praise. Now we just need some players to coach. That's all we need.
Yeah. South didn't take it. They took the game too lightly, I think.
It's 20-0 after half an hour.
It was fucking ridiculous.
And then you got back in it, and you're like, okay, you're going to run over us.
And bomb three tries.
And you worked out on our left side, we had nothing. You scored down the left side like twice in 2 minutes in the first half, and you never went back there. Yeah.
Jed Cartwright bombed a try down there. How good is this kid, Jed Cartwright?
Is he related to...
Yeah, he's
Bonanza?
John Cartwright's son.
Was he in Bonanza?
Yes.
Yeah?
He was Hoss.
Jed Cartwright plays Hoss Cartwright. Yeah. Okay.
Not Bryce Cartwright's brother.
Nah, the cousins.
Oh, really? I thought you were trying to avoid that connection. Okay.
He's good. He gets my balls out, actually.
Where to from here for South Sydney? You got the Roosters this week.
We've got the Roosters this week, and we're playing everyone. I reckon rest everyone, but they'll treat that like a grand final. They'll get busted, and they'll go into their first semi against the Knights, because I don't think there's no way we can avoid playing the Knights the way that the points fall.
Yep.
And it's either they have to lose and we have to win for us to get the home. That's the only thing.
Why wouldn't you just rest Cookie? If I was going to rest one player, I'd rest Cookie, man, because he makes 60 tackles a game. And we've been through this
before. Cody's had rest.
He needs it now. I'd rest.
Cody can't have rest. We know Cody.
Yeah, he'll go back home.
He needs to be busy. Yeah. He needs to be busy, Cody. Keep him busy.
They need to rest someone, and they're not resting fucking
Cookie.
Anyone.
I don't get it.
Tom Burgess and Cookie.
Tom Burgess, Cookie. Yeah, good. You got the job.
Thanks. So, I think this Roosters game will be interesting, just how you take it on.
I don't think any game is interesting this week. It's a rest round, and every team pretty much, except for South, and the teams that are out of the
Roosters
eight.
Roosters are playing their hot full side.
Are they?
Cordner, yeah, I had a look at it.
Fucking hell. But the majority of the time, it should be rest round.
They've been resting blokes last 2 weeks, right?
It's possibly Friend won't play, but...
It's too risky, man. What if there's an injury for a game that just is, you're not going to move up or down?
No one, it doesn't affect
anyone.
Why
would you? Get all the young guys who haven't played all year to have a fucking run.
Get the guys off the fucking park that where Jimmy the Hand was playing. He took his footy down and started kicking, and all those guys jumped out of the van. That's who we should be feeling.
Cookie's eyes are dead. He needs a rest, man. I'd rest Kent Murray, actually.
Yeah, he does a lot of work.
Rest all of them.
Yeah,
that's
I would.
Ridiculous.
There's my three. Burgess, Cook, Murray, I'd rest them for sure.
Okay.
Do you think, I'm going to bring this up, do you think some teams have been holding back on their attack?
Yep.
Like Eels, Raiders.
Bulldogs.
They didn't hold back.
I feel like some teams are just, they're going by, they're still winning by doing the barge over tries and they're doing nothing exciting at all. They're still winning, so they haven't had to dig deep and start to show their actual attack. Teams like South have been shown their attack, and is that too early for teams to figure out? This could be a tactic where all of a sudden...
A tactic.
Or do the other teams not have any tactics?
Well, that could be it as well, but it'd be an interesting tactic to have hold back your attack and then in the finals all of a sudden just start spreading the ball around like crazy in this attack that you haven't been showing the whole season, because teams are still winning. Paris is still winning. Raiders are still winning. So they haven't had to have this fucking expansive football.
To your point last week, Bulldogs, 3 tries off kicks. Okay, and fucking Lachlan Lewis had all the time in the world. He's caught the ball, looking around. Oh, over there, kick.
And only we for
still
a while.
Didn't get to him.
Then he took his head off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What a hit from Sua, though.
Dirty bastard.
But doomf.
He's a great player.
Yeah, he's a good. He's replacing Fafita in Origin, they reckon.
Yeah. Shouldn't have been a sin bin.
No. That should have been a celebration.
Half falls out to the Dogs. I think, despite everything and 3 wins all year, they've hung in there and they haven't been like kicked in the ass many weeks. They've actually played. They got their roster is so bad. Their roster is awful.
I think they did better last year with the same roster. This year, I don't know.
Last year they won their last five.
Yeah, they were fucking beating good
and
teams.
Look what that did for them. Nothing.
You're listening to Balls Out, No Flops. Flick us an email at ballsoutnoflops@gmail.com. Keep listening. Oh, yeah.
Panthers, 32. Townsville Tractors, 12. 6 tries to 2. 14 straight wins for Penrith, 20-0 at half time. They rested Coruscant, Tamu, and Tetavanu. Not bad, eh?
Pretty bloody good. Yeah, look.
Cowboys.
And the Cowboys or Tractors?
No, Tractors, sorry.
Yeah, you're right. They have not had enough crap hung on them this team, the Tractors. They're bloody awful.
They are.
You were right last week.
Brisbane got away with it.
They're lucky the Broncos have been so bad.
They're very lucky.
Penrith took out the minor premiership too. Did you hear? The JJ Giltner Shield.
Ivan Cleary's quote about it. In the football world, the minor premiership is considered the major premiership.
Is that what he said?
Yeah.
Is he talking about EPL?
EPL maybe.
No.
I don't
in
know.
The normal football world.
Yeah, because it's a football world.
It makes sense.
And then he went on to say, well, the last 7 years it's been the Roosters or the Storm, who are both the elite teams in the last decade, and it's great.
Mate, hey, calm down, Cleary, all right?
Calm down.
You've won the minor premiership for the first time. You can't start talking about being an elite team like the Roosters and
but
Storm.
But it's considered the major premiership.
I agree with him. You can win the grand final from any of the top four positions, right? Which means that you haven't won the most games in the competition. So winning the most games in the competition, I don't like the way you're looking at me.
Because I vehemently disagree with what you're saying.
Good.
Oh, I think it's a true indication of the best team in the comp winning the minor premiership.
It's not.
Definitely.
It's not. And you've been saying it all year. Because they don't play each other twice. It's not even.
It's
it depends
not even.
On your draw.
I'm back.
So the
you're
minor
right.
premiership, yeah, depends. If they all played each other twice, which is far too long, but there's not
they
an
should.
Even draw. Yeah. You play some teams once, some teams twice. So it's a bunch of balls, and that's why the top four should all have a shot at it. I rest my case.
It's not even. Ooh, you're absolutely right.
If you're in the EPL, there's 20 teams, and they all play each other twice.
Yep.
Dead even. One home, one away.
Perfect.
Squared off, bang, you win. There's no finals, of course.
Mm.
And that's it. That makes sense. But we don't have a league like that. If you want a league like that, there's 15 rounds.
Yep, one round each.
Even then, depending on who you play home and away, it's still not fair.
I'd prefer 30 rounds.
What, 30? Oh, yeah.
God, 30
well,
rounds.
And then wait a minute. Have the 30 rounds and then have a big gap in between for Origin. So the teams have a good sort of
so
2 month
all year,
rest.
Basically.
Yeah. Christmas. Yeah. We'll have a game of Christmas.
Festival of the Boot. I like it.
It's just, yeah, I don't know. The Panthers, I suppose, deserve it. I don't know. But who have they got next week?
Penrith play the Broncos. No. No, they play us. They play Dogs. Sorry, the Dogs.
the last 12 rounds, they've only played the Raiders and Parramatta.
You want them to be the minor premiers, and it's so important.
No, you're right. And they played the Roosters round one only.
Yeah. Oh, well, they'll come on, again, man. Somewhere along the line.
Come on, man. That's just...
And they're red hot now, the Roosters. So
how about this?
Go.
Panthers players Jerome Luai, good player. Stephen Crichton.
My little pony.
Yeah. Stephen Crichton. Brian To'o.
To'o.
What does To'o mean again? Jimmy told us now, I can't remember. And Moses Leota. All happened to hail from the Mount Druitt area.
Really?
Oh.
Really. And they have all been warned by both the club and the NRL.
And the mayor of Mount Druitt.
And the mayor, they've got a mayor, to refrain from using gangster rap hand signals in their tri celebrations.
Makes me sick.
Good fucking morons. They need a good slap.
What do you make of this?
Gang stuff. They're still in the gang stuff.
They're kids,
fucking,
mate. They're kids. They're fucking being tough and hanging out. And my boys. My boys. You got to represent my boys.
Yeah, you can do that shit. But the gang stuff, which is prevalent around the Mount Druitt region, there's actual specific gangs. And they're all part of it.
Specific gangs.
Yeah.
What are they?
I don't know the numbers. I can't remember what they call it. They're stupid. Who gives a shit, right?
It used to be 5T. That was a Chinese gang back then.
They were Vietnamese and they were from...
I took on three of them once.
Did you? No, three T's? Or was that 15 T's?
No, I didn't.
When I was growing up, I grew up, you know.
T for two.
In a rough area, and our gang was called the 8x Tables.
No.
Because no one could fucking work us out.
Yeah. That's a tough gang.
Or a stupid suburb.
What, 8-7s? Go.
Don't give me that shit, mate. Yeah. Go on, I'm beating up. I'm fucking gone. Mate. Concussion. Go on.
No. I actually don't know if it's 56.
I'm going to continue if your Cowboys are shy last week. In the last 3 years, the Tractors have won 32% of their games.
Oh. Whoa.
They are
fucking horrible.
They've won four games all year, one more than the Broncos.
That's fucking ridiculous. Well, so
Michael Morgan looks like Harry Morgan from MASH.
That's good.
They've forgotten that Felch is one of their wingers. He's just out there. They don't even remember he's there anymore.
They remember him come Felching time, I tell you.
He used to do the crazy kickoffs as well
and
stuff.
Doesn't even bother anymore.
No, it doesn't happen.
Can't be bothered. Is he retired? Felch. No, it was Cooper, wasn't
he? He's up in the try scorers, Felch.
Look, so the thing with that is they play the Broncos this Thursday to avoid the spoon. The Cowboys? Loser, the,
seven
no, the
win,
Tractors.
That's a
Tractors,
combined. Yeah, sorry. That game is a combined 7 wins and 30 losses.
Wow. That's insane. But I think that's going to be a fucking great game.
It always is between them.
The fight to avoid the spoon is great. You know, sometimes better than the fucking grand final.
Josh Maguire atrocity coming up.
Ah, absolutely.
I'd say so.
It's going to be like some Evil Dead shit. He's going to disembowel someone and just chew on their fucking lower colon.
Yeah. So Panthers, couldn't have done much more. You only play who's put in front of you. They're doing very, very well.
Oh, so who are they heading towards? They're coming clearly their first.
Power Raiders.
Nah, Raiders are going to throw the game this week.
No. Oh, look.
I would.
I'd like the second chance. And if we beat Panthers, which no one's talking about.
No one's talking about it at all.
Panthers have not been tested, mate. I can't wait for the finals to see them play against the Roosters or a Storm. And then, like, they haven't even been on the back foot. They haven't even been down on the score. Like, if they're, like, 4 points down with 30 to go, how are they going to react to that?
This could actually be their weakness. Like, they had the Tractors, they got the Dogs this way. Like, that Cowboys game was seriously a training run. It was like an unopposed training run. They're just throwing the ball across the field. The Tractors are sort of moving in front of them, but not really committing to any
like
real defence.
Like Tractors. They had the lateral movement of a Tractor.
They're just like...
turning circle of a Tractor.
The slow.
The biggest challenge Penrith are going to face... I haven't got a Tractor word, I'm sorry. Chubby. The biggest challenge Penrith are going to face is going from playing all these shit teams... to bang, let's play two or three good teams in a row. So they might have a little hiccup in the finals.
But they'll be pretty well rested. So they're going to play Parra. That won't be an easy game for them.
All right.
And then they're going to have to play Storm or Roosters for the grand final to get in the grand final.
Well, let's leave that to next week. Let's talk about Parra. Parra 26, Broncos 12. Parra got a 14-5, which isn't bad. They're travelling pretty well.
They've done well, man. Again, they've held back their attack, I reckon. And because at the start of the year, for a few games there, they were throwing the ball around like crazy.
Subterfuge? Is that what you're calling here? Oh. Subterfuge?
Subterfuge. There was some subterfuge.
You know what we're doing here?
Yeah.
There was some sabotage.
The best thing in this game, well, not the best thing, the most interesting thing in this game happened in Parra's first hit-up of the game. Ooh. Sivo ran over the Broncos' young 5'8", Tyson Gamble. Who only came in because Brody Croft got knocked out at training. Yeah. And mother of God, Tyson Gamble, have you woke up yet? That was...
Yeah, that was insane, wasn't it?
It was, man, did you... I mean, Sivo hasn't been playing well, but when he accelerates into you and drops his shoulder, holy shit, I think I'd rather tackle a car.
It's like a fucking car just coming down a hill. Without...
He's got that low centre of gravity. He's not tall. You know, he's
but his width, his...
Man.
His girth. His weight.
Jesus. What a weight. Poor kid just makes it in the first grade.
Yeah. And then he went straight off, right?
Like, oh, he was dead. Like, there was no... He didn't even get to wobble around a bit. He didn't even get the fun bit. He's just gone. Poor bastard. After the game, Brad Arthur, when asked about Clint Gutherson, said, Clint just needs to keep being Clint Gutherson.
Ooh.
What does this mean?
That's sage advice, isn't it? It's very...
Clint Gutherson.
It's very... I think it's from a teaching... It's a Zen teaching.
It seems to be.
Okay, so one needs to look deep within oneself to become oneself.
And then keep being oneself.
Yeah.
Not stray at
not
all.
Not stray from being himself.
Be yourself. Stay yourself. Don't, for example, Clint Gutherson, don't be Blake Ferguson. Be Clint Gutherson.
Never be
Don't
Blake
be Junior
Ferguson.
Paulo.
Or even Senior Paulo.
Yeah. Or even, what's in the middle? Junior and Senior. Cousin.
Fifita, see you later.
Yep. Yeah, that's a shame. Would have been good to see him in the Origin games.
Yeah, would have.
Perenara put Senior Paulo on report for that.
Perenara.
He's got to go, man.
Henry.
I read something about him. Henry Perenara's like weatherman. He keeps getting it wrong, but he still keeps his job. And that sums him up. And it was great to see him confused and baffled when they went. They had the whole video ref saga going on. He had no idea. He made the call. It was just, it was hilarious.
Do they still do the square? They don't do that anymore, do they?
Nah, mate, that's...
They did
try or... Try or no try. They don't do the square.
Yeah,
they should do the square.
I like the square.
He's usually got the certainty of an idiot, hasn't he, Perenara? He's normally so sure of himself.
I think it's his last year.
He's Lloyd Christmas and Harry Dunn rolled in a one.
Who did he play for, Henry Perenara?
East. Roosters.
Mm. Really?
Yeah, he was
a position.
Do you know?
And Bulldogs, I think. I think he was a centre winger.
Was he?
Yeah. Let's look him up.
Not the cut of his jib at all.
Nah,
he still looks
up.
Pretty young and healthy
Henry
as well.
Perenara.
Now, Ray, can you explain for me what you read into the fact that since Seibold was removed as the Brisbane Broncos coach, they have not got 1 millimetre better?
I think I'm a sympathiser. You know that, don't you?
Seibold sympathiser?
Yeah.
Oh, he's Sonny Bill's cousin.
Who?
Perenara.
That's politis all
Does
over
Does he get to
then.
Ref the Roosters games now?
Yeah.
That's
no
fucking
way.
Crazy.
Are you serious?
All right, let's have a look. Sorry, let's go back.
Did you just make that up, or is he Sonny Bill's cousin?
He is brother of Marcus Perenara and a cousin of Sonny Bill Williams and of current Hurricanes and All Blacks halfback TJ Perenara.
Wow.
Scrolling down, Perenara played for the Cronulla Sharks, St George, Illawarra Dragons, Melbourne Storm, Auckland Warriors and the Parramatta Eels.
He played for 5 teams and I don't remember him.
Yeah.
I remember everyone.
You've probably got all of his footy cards in different jerseys too.
Where? I don't remember him at all.
He would have been an angry player, for sure.
Oh, I didn't see what position. Fucking...
Are you serious that he could ref a Rooster? He won't be in this finals. He's not that
Surely
good
as a ref. Not.
Do you think he'd be allowed to ref a game his cousin's in?
He was a prop.
He was not a prop. Fuck.
No. Lock in second row.
Perinara.
Yep.
Sounds like a shit hot sauce.
Going back to the
hot shit sauce.
The Seabold question. It wasn't his fault. I'm sorry, but
you had
Gordon Tallis with an agenda that was being pushed constantly in the media because he hates the Broncos, and he just kept giving it to Seabold. I know we don't like Seabold, but it was
Tallis
the fucking
actually looks like Shrek's baby now.
He had injuries galore. He had a young team. He needed. I would have liked another year at least. But
he got rid of all his senior players.
Not really. He got rid of those players, and he was starting to. Starting fresh. Yeah, we've used. What's he been doing? who else? Who else? We've gone through this. Who else?
Maguire.
Fuck Maguire. You don't want Maguire.
You're going to say whoever I say, you're going to say fuck.
Say again. Give me Nicarima. One more. Nicarima. Would you want Nicarima in the Bulldogs?
I'd like a Nicarima patch.
Get rid of him, mate. I don't want those players anywhere near my team. And then he had the young crop, but then it's just gone to shit, hasn't it? They've lost all their key forwards. Shit.
Gone to seed.
But anyway.
They brought Xavier Coates back in this week. Why wasn't he playing before? Mm. So the last game of the year, they're like, maybe Corey Oates isn't that good. Maybe we should play Xavier Coates.
Yeah.
This is in the last game of the year.
Mm.
What's a bit Xavier Coates scores two tries against the Tractors this week?
Well, that'll be interesting.
That should be your bet of the week, on. Mr. Yeah. Floyd. Now you're a gambler.
Now I'm a gambler.
Okay. $1,000, Coates, two tries.
Okay. $5,000.
First and last.
$5,000. Give me $5,000, I'll do it.
First and last try scorer. So seriously, they haven't improved at all.
Because they're shit, mate. They're young. They're fucking. They're just. They're not right. There's no confidence. They need to get rid of Milford. They need a new spine altogether.
Did you say
Milford? Milford.
You said Milford.
What about the What about the bloke who put $100,000 on the Broncos of 19.5 start? So he cleaned up.
Jesus.
Is that you?
Yeah, it was me.
$100,000.
19.5 start. Fucking hell.
It wasn't the worst bet in the world because Parra haven't been scoring a lot of points lately,
It was a good bet. It was a good bet.
Parra always beat the Broncos, though.
Yeah, they beat him, but the Broncos got 19.5 stars.
Yeah, that's pretty fucking...
The one guy at the Broncos who does need a bit of a tip of the hat is Pat Carrigan. He's the guy.
Yeah, he's good.
There's still got him, man.
He made most tackles in that game, 56. Most meters. Like, he's working. The rest of them need to shut up and play, but he's actually playing, man.
They keep finding these young guys, man. They've just got to fucking forget about buying anyone and really focus on the young guys and don't lose them. They lost Fifita. That's massive.
They need a good half, mate. They need to get JT out of retirement.
Yep. And
JT.
Throw a couple of mil at him.
In today's with media moment, apparently Brett Arthur said that Blake Ferguson needs to start being Clint Gufferson.
Oh, really?
This is mind-bending
That's a movement from Zen to more
what he's
Buddhism.
Done there. So he started with a simple one, and he's branched out a little bit.
All right, we're going to take a little break and then come back with the next game.
You're listening to Balls Out No Flops. Follow us on Twitter at Balls Out No Flops at Out Flops.
All right, we're back.
Titans 42, Manly 24. Titans 4 in a row, looking good. Alexander Brimson is the greatest player in the history of rugby league.
Of Brimson's?
Yes.
Now, you were saying you don't like the name Alexander.
AJ Brimson is getting signed for more money than Alexander Brimson.
Mm. Yeah, you know the J for rugby league.
Jehoshaphat.
It is. That's true. It's Jehoshaphat.
Oh, wow.
I assume all J's are Jehoshaphat.
Alexander Jehoshaphat Brimson.
Manly have won one game in their last seven, and that was against the Bulldogs.
Go on, mate. Let him have it.
I'll let you have it.
Not me. Desi.
Fenua Blake signed with the Warriors. He was getting $1.7 million for 2 years at Manly.
Yeah.
Said he's going for family reasons. His missus got on Instagram and said, I'm not making him do anything. I didn't tell him to leave.
This
he's full of shiite.
Yeah,
I'm sick of family reasons.
Yeah. just quickly, the fucking rap gangster bullshit. Did you see the fucking video he posted on Instagram?
Smoking the shisha.
What a
that guy. That's
idiot.
Cultural appropriation, mate. And he's taken that from both of our cultures and he can't have it.
And he's just...
No.
He's smoking the shisha and he's fucking doing this with this gangster rap shit playing behind him. And there was some subtitle saying...
I'm a bad guy.
I'm a bad guy.
Fuck off.
You know what he is? Fucking idiot.
He's a guy at the Warriors are giving $2 million to for the next 2 years.
Yeah,
he's a good player. Good player.
$1 million?
But he's a fucking moron. No,
you don't want that shit in your
club. The cap was going
down. He was on 1.7 at Manly. You reckon he's going for less?
But I thought the cap was going down, right?
He's getting more. He's not moving for less. He's getting more, which means he's on about $1 million a year.
Can I tell you something? I was driving from... point A to point B. Let's just say that. Actually, my partner was driving. And we're on the M2. And there's this old, shitty old fucking Datsun. And it's...
I will not hear a bad word about Datsun.
No. I love Datsuns.
Thank you.
I lost my virginity in a Datsun.
Ooh.
With a Datsun?
No, in a Datsun. My back virginity.
It's hard maneuvering in a car, isn't it?
Not when you're being held down. That was some dark territory, haven't we?
Darkness.
In a Datsun.
In a Datsun.
Gosh.
Moving on. It was...
Please.
The back of the Datsun was scraping up the M2, and we're driving past, and I said... And everyone in there, all Pacific Islanders, all with Manly jerseys on.
Yep.
And I said, they're all going to the fucking game. They're all players going to the game. And my partner giggled and thought that was really hilarious. And then we watched the game. When we got to point B, we were watching the game, and Warren Smith was saying, these guys just arrived in the Dats, and they came here late. And
You're kidding.
Fanua Blake was one of them.
Wow.
He's in the passenger side.
$1 million a year, Datsun.
Datsun.
Brent, it was Brent Kite in there? Because were you with me when
that
we
was
saw...
You and me. Way. We saw Brent Kite in that shitty old fucking Nissan.
He was...
He's in an old Pulsar that had...
You guys reckon I'm bad looking at the people in dressing rooms?
He pulled up
You're car
the
stalking
lights.
NRL players.
In a shitty busted up old Pulsar.
He was a shitty busted up old Pulsar. Yeah. He was the most overrated joke.
Do you remember the stickers? He had all those Frangipani stickers all over his car.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
nice. We were looking at it. He knew we were looking at him. He was going, fuck, man, I don't want to see this guy. It was like the big guy in The Simpsons getting out of that small car. It was ridiculous.
Do you find something funny about my appearance?
So, here we go. You ready
for it? There's a game.
Up until this week when Adam Fanua-Blake was on the Manly books, next year was looking like this for Manly because this year has been 7-12 and they haven't won a game in 2 months apart from the Bulldogs. Next year was looking like this. This is some Des Hasler mathematics. DCE, the Trbojevic brothers, Tapau, Dylan Walker, and Adam Fanua-Blake, six players.
Okay.
Were making up almost half of their salary cap next year.
Fuck.
Yep.
Work that shit out.
And 24 players making up the other half.
Yep. So Fanua-Blake has been offloaded.
Jack Gajewski, they're paying peanuts, and he's a good fucking
player.
This is
what he did at the Dogs, man. He loaded up four or five guys, and they weren't even that good.
Yeah.
So
Cherry Evans, you'd put in any side.
Yeah.
Yeah, when he's playing. He's hot and cold.
Well, they got rid of Fanua Blake then.
Jake Trbojevic.
It's a mutual
any
agreement.
Any fucking side, you'd put in any side.
You didn't hear Dylan Walker's name in the middle of that?
I did. I'm ignoring that.
Like, seriously.
Yeah, but he's going to you guys,
You can't have six blokes. Being like nearly half your cap.
No. Dylan Walker's going to you guys. Yeah. That's my strong word from the Walker camp.
Well, he's probably making way for Kieran Foran.
You probably got good money for one prop forward, and then the other prop forward, I think.
You get a
toilet,
you've got to
try and save some money. Yeah, it's just a big thug that just runs it in the brick walls. That's all you need, and you just give him
Tolman's
a bit of
on
money.
The market.
No, not Tolman.
Nah.
Facebook Marketplace.
So what about the Titans, man?
They're going great.
Good. They're great.
They move the ball. They play.
Fogarty, man.
Fogarty.
Love him.
Hasn't he made Ash Taylor good all of a sudden?
He's made the whole side good.
Yeah.
They are.
Fogarty comes in. AJ Alexander Jehoshaphat comes in. It's a different team.
Yeah, Fogarty played four games and made him captain. He must have something.
Yeah.
Seriously.
See the biceps on him?
Good.
Fucking shredded, yeah.
Good girls.
I love this. Positivity of the Titans, but I reckon if they win 3-4 more, we'll be fucking on their case.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we'll hate them.
Jai Arrow.
Oh, what a cunt.
Shaved his hair?
Yeah,
it's gone.
He had braids in the back this week.
Officially today.
And braids at the back.
Yeah, officially today, it is all gone.
Good.
Is it? But it looks weird.
He needs to cut it from the fucking neck. So he needs to be cut.
He's getting ready for Redfern.
He got rid of the hair.
You know, if he comes and Sam comes next year, we're going to have a pretty good pack.
It's a fucking talk about salary cut.
Yeah, how do you afford that, eh?
He's on injury money.
Third party. You can pay third party. Amazing.
I can't blow him injured.
Because
payout.
Yeah.
I don't care for your imitation.
Shit.
They worked the system well. They got away with Inglis.
Everyone does. If you're not smart enough to do it, then fuck
everyone,
you.
You and the Roosters aren't everyone. That's what this week's game is. The battle of the cap cheats. Roosters v. Rabbits.
Yep.
Idiot.
Can I also... Who's taking Bryce Cartwright? He's on the market.
He is on the market.
Bulldogs, of course.
He's 25 years old.
How much would you pay for him?
$8.50.
No, in all, like, I was going to say in all seriousness, but you would pay that, wouldn't you?
I would pay him.
Would you have him for like 50 grand or something?
100 grand.
100 grand?
Yeah, give him a free hot dog every game.
He refuses to tackle.
Can you make money off him? Can he offer the team money? Say 20 grand to play in that team.
Yeah.
He's doing a hard press run at the moment, man. Like,
I feel sorry for him.
6 weeks ago, he was literally saying to the media, I'm broken, I'm busted, when he wanted out of the Titans.
Yep.
So they paid him out, got rid of him, because he's still on contract with the Titans next year, and they released him a year early from a $2 million contract, right?
Yep.
He scoops up most of that money and leaves, says, I'm broken, I can hardly walk at times. Now, he's in the media this week saying how fit and strong he's feeling.
He's still young.
He's shit.
He's shit, and he should not get a contract. That's why he should pay for his own contract.
Speaking of guys who can't run, did you see Peachy got in the clear in this game?
Yeah.
I reckon I could run faster than Peachy.
Yeah, it's like he was on a treadmill.
It is unbelievable how slow he is, man.
Do you remember the Travelator? Do you remember the show Gladiators?
Yeah.
Do you remember that? The people fought the gladiators, and at the very end they had to go through an obstacle course and they had to go up the Travelator that was running backwards?
Yeah.
That's Tyrone Peachy, man. He was on the fucking Travelator.
He was in reverse.
Can we have a race, Morden? 100-meter sprint? I reckon I got him.
Yeah, he fucking smoke you.
Bullshit, mate. Just because he's thin. Have you seen me run?
I've got big legs. Not for a long time, mate.
I've got big legs, mate.
You're like Wile E. Coyote after he took
big
those
steps.
Pills.
I got probably bigger step than you.
I'm old enough to be your father. I'll give you 19 and a half start.
All right. What's on, mate?
19 and a half start.
Lay your bets.
I've got you, mate. I'm telling you.
So 19 and a half metres start? Is that what you're saying?
Why, is there a bag of Coke on the finish line? It's anyway you're winning, man.
I can imagine. Yeah.
Well done, Titans. Good play. Holbrook. Coach of the year.
Yeah, I think he's doing really well.
Coach of the year.
Not quite, but no, he's doing well.
Really well, really well. Okay, so we got one email this week. Ooh.
We only got one, or we're reading one?
We're reading one. No, we've got one that I'm reading because we've got so many others.
How many did we discard? Not discard.
We will get to them.
Thank you for emailing.
40 others that were just too obscene.
We can't turn it into an email show.
Did you say too obscene?
Too obscene.
I object to that concept.
Females sending us naked pics of themselves.
How come I don't get to the email thing?
Because
why? Is that
it's too much technology for you. Too much technology. All right, now I chose an email this week. Comes from McBain.
10 times more stronger than marijuana.
Actually, I was thinking about, do you remember Seamus, our emailer last year, who picked the Gold Coast Titans as his team?
He did.
He must be stoked.
He'd be, next year.
Absolutely stoked. Seamus.
Okay, McBain writes in regard to our competition last week. Send in your definition. Of what shaking like a flat pack wardrobe is.
And was I here for last week's podcast?
This was your fucking idea.
It was your idea.
Right at the end. It was your idea. You said it.
You offered a lot of prizes as well, mate. You can sort that out there.
Yeah, so you can sort out the prizes.
You have to race me for them.
19 and a half start. So that was our email for the week.
What the hell's going on? I'm so confused. Is this going to cost me money?
Probably. So McBain's definition of shaking like a flat pack wardrobe is Ray Carney trying to play Jenga after snorting a gram of Coke and punching half a dozen cones. So what do you think of that?
Yeah.
Can you pass me the good book?
McBain is.
It's very, very good, McBain. You know who he is now, don't you?
Thank you, McBain. Thanks, McBain. You're the winner of the competition. Larry Floyd will forward your prize.
Very good. But, however, I will give you the actual definition. That's a great definition because those of us that know
I remember now. It just came back to me.
That's hard level Jenga.
Oh, yes. Now I remember.
It's top level.
Top level Jenga.
Jenga's tough, man. Hey?
Under those conditions, yes.
Dukes would be good at Jenga.
He would be. He would be great. Dukes he'd probably break his finger.
Dukes is Jenga.
Shag dust.
Jenga.
What is it?
You look like Homer Simpson when you read. Mm. When Homer sits up in bed and reads. Yeah.
Okay.
Indubitably.
You know, the listeners are going to have this crazy image of you now, Larry.
Jeez, there's a lot of shaking ones here.
Mm.
Shake hands with the wife's best friend to perform an act of self-pollution.
Self-pollution.
Oh. Shake hands with the Wookiee, another in the Wanking with Star Wars series. See Han Solo, duel with pink Darth Vader, masturbate the purple-headed red lightsaber. Shaking like a shitting dog, shaking like a flat pack wardrobe. Descriptive of the female equivalent of vinegar strokes.
Oh.
Sounds lovely. There's one for the ladies out there.
Yes. Vinegar strokes, a much used phrase in one of our favourite TV shows, The League.
The League.
Mr. Floyd.
Yeah.
Great show.
Great show.
Shall we continue or are we breaking for a musical interlude?
No, let's continue. I think that was our interlude.
That was our interlude. The Storm just destroyed the Tigers 50-22.
There's a lot of shit games this week.
I don't think they broke a sweat.
Nah.
They are 16-3, the Storm. Pretty bloody good.
Yeah, they're red hot side. Your side, actually, aren't they?
My second side.
Well, I don't know about that.
No,
I think
side.
Your first side.
South of the side I hate the most. I support the Bulldogs.
So what is your most hated side, South?
If your team came last 2 years in a row, you've got to have some interest, right? You've got to start looking at some team.
You have to.
You've got to ride the hate.
Your Roosters.
Roosters and Storm.
Well, because, let me tell you what it is, Mr. Floyd, because my team's just nowhere near even being competitive.
Yeah.
I spend a lot of time thinking who's going to win this bloody thing.
Mm.
And most years recently, it's been the Roosters, even when they haven't won. But I just think Melbourne's got their mojo, man, at the moment.
I agree.
Oh, I don't know.
Good side,
Roosters are great. Penrith are great. It's those three, right? But, man, I can't pick faults in this Melbourne team at the moment. I just cannot pick any faults.
Yeah.
And they're amazing, man.
You've got to consider we've got three teams, you know, running as good as each other up the top. It's been a long time since we've had where you can't really just say it's one side.
No.
And that's it.
I still think Roosters are up there, though. I still think the Roosters are...
What'd I say? I think they're the favourite.
I know. I'm talking to him about Melbourne. Okay? Settle down, mate. Homer Simpson.
Settle down. Indubitably.
I'll take my shirt off.
Why? Why? Are you a yellow underneath?
But bit of splashback.
Jesus Christ. What are you doing?
This. I squeezed my fists.
Tigers, major issue. Retaining
their shit. They might not come ninth, man. Have you seen
No.
They're tenth at the moment.
No, really? I think they're worried. I think they're gonna come ninth and I've got their team song and their song for coming ninth as well.
Good.
Dr. Knickerbocker, number 9.
He likes to dance and keep in time.
So let's get the rhythm of the feet.
Woo. Now we've got the rhythm of the feet.
Now let's get the rhythm of the number 9.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Dr.
Anyway, that
never have I wanted to hit someone as much as whilst watching you dance to that. reckon you just played the Beatles?
Yeah, Revolution 9 by the Beatles. Yeah,
no, no, that's too obvious. It's too obvious, mate. Come on.
And you look, that's the happiest I've ever seen you.
It's a good song.
It's a good song.
You can tell who's got the two-year-old here.
Obviously, I'm more of a hot potato man. But anyway.
You are, because you're Irish, right?
You're quick. You are quick, Homer.
Sorry.
They can't keep their juniors. They've got a huge catchment area. I can't remember the figure I was reading. It's like fucking thousands and thousands of people playing rugby league, and they've got these awesome juniors coming through. They can't keep them.
And they don't want their seniors.
They don't like their seniors.
Yeah, that's the problem, isn't it?
They don't like their seniors. But they've got to keep them, man. That's the only solution to the problem. You just said there the teams are struggling to buy players because there's not many players out there. So they've got to really – all teams have got to go back and really focus on their juniors.
You should – there's got to be some dispensation.
There's got to be.
If a team consistently buys your juniors, you have to get some recompense, right?
You should be able to have crack at your juniors.
You should be able to have first crack. But if you decide to sell them, if they're your junior, you get the decision to sell them. And if you do, you know, you've got to get some compensation for bringing them through. It's not fair that teams come along, Storm, I'm talking about you, Roosters, I'm talking about you, and just fucking poach everyone else's great juniors.
You poach your own players. You tell them to be injured for a year.
Yeah.
It's just they've got to do something about it. I don't know. Is it poor management? Are they letting go of these players and trying to buy a Reynolds or fucking someone instead?
Now to Jason Josh out of Okay. He's playing great. He's not a fullback, man.
Nah. He's not a fullback.
He's not getting any younger. He's number peaking nine. Right now.
Number nine.
Look at that going through the headphones. Nine. Isn't that good? Yeah.
Number nine.
It's a great song. Don't get me wrong.
That's not a song.
Number nine.
Wow.
Number nine.
It's an artistic mindfuck.
Benji Marshall has played 260 games for the Tigers, and he didn't get told by management that they're letting him go. He read about it.
Oh, really?
That's
the rumour,
that's where their management's at.
That's the rumour, but...
Benji wouldn't lie. He wouldn't lie about that stuff.
Benji the dog or Benji Marshall?
Yeah, that's the chant. The crowd chants is really good when you're playing the Tigers. Benji is a dog's name.
Oh, yeah, that's it. Benji is a dog's name. Benji is a dog's name. La, 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 la. La, 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 la.
That's a song.
Yeah, that's from the Burrow. My other favourite from the Burrow is this one we play the Roosters. Away in a manger, no crib for a bed. The little boy Jesus looked up and he said, "We hate the Roosters." Clap, 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 clap.
Sure, that's the Burrow.
Yeah. But they're all taken from EPL songs.
Yeah, yes. Sound like it.
So Smith overtakes Bellamy as a try-scoring wizard, scoring his 47th try.
And
they celebrate by pointing at Bellamy. The whole team points at Bellamy in the box, and Bellamy then gives Smith the bird.
Yeah. I was highly offended by that.
Were you highly offended?
No.
It's
I don't know. What do you think?
Fucking childish pranks.
No.
How are we going to ever compete with the NFL when people are giving each other the bird?
What you're looking at is team chemistry, right?
Yeah.
Chemistry.
Fun.
Chemistry.
Having fun with one another.
Nuclear fission. So, Bellamy scored 47 tries?
46.
46 tries?
Yeah, really? He was a winger.
No, he wasn't a winger. He was a utility back.
Yeah, but he played in the back line.
Yeah, mostly halves, centres.
Only footage I've ever seen of Bellamy is the one that Matty Johns keeps showing. They're carrying him off with his fucking arm.
Yeah, and that other one where he beat Chris Evatt-Lloyd in the 81 Women's Wimbledon final.
That was a good win. I would believe he scored more there.
I would have thought Cam Smith should have scored more tries in his career, and that's a blemish in his history.
Huge blemish. Hugely overrated.
Well, I don't think he deserves any of the accolades that's coming to him when he retired.
Storm are killing it. They're too good. They're a fucking machine. You take one guy out and they just put another guy. He slots seamlessly in. They fucking make Branko Lee look good.
How good's that bench? You get about half an hour in, they bring those monsters off the bench, man.
That's some good pine.
That's the thing.
Scary, man.
That's quality pine, that bench.
It is,
I'm a little bit worried about their defence. 22 points Tigers scored, I know. But just in general,
they gave up,
just in general, just
they took
in
their
general.
Foot off.
I feel like there's still a few young people in there that are learning the whole defensive regime that Bellamy has, and I think
they're better than last year. Remember last year, Bellamy, I think he really screwed up last year. He started playing with his halves combination right before the finals. He was messing around with Papenhuyzen and Jerome Hughes. Remember all this?
They're much more settled
this year. He didn't know who to play at halfback. He messed around with his halves for the last three rounds. He's kept them much more stable this year. You're right, they're not a perfect team. But, man, they got leadership. They've got incredible movement. Man, you watch them when they've got the ball, as guys going in every direction. Mm. You watch like anyone who's below fourth, that movement doesn't exist.
They're
crazy.
It's true.
Tigers, for Tigers fans, because I know we've got a lot of Tigers fans who listen, I can't see how they're going to get any better. Like, going back to your point, Ray, like, in the near future,
juniors.
And buying shit players. Juniors.
No more buying players.
Dewey's a junior. He's got to move to the halves. He's a fucking great half. I watched him play for 3 years in Toyota Cup. He's a very, very good half.
They got Madge. That's a plus.
But they need to strengthen their spine.
They got to get rid of... So,
well, that's it, eh? Harry Grant's gone.
Yeah.
What's going on with Reynolds and Packer? Are they actually going yet or what?
Reynolds or and Packer.
Yeah. It's like bloody Kramer turning up to work when he actually doesn't work there. They're just going to keep turning up. Is that what's going to happen?
With his little satchel of crackers and shit.
Yeah. Or they're signing checks for the human fund. I don't know what they're doing.
I love the human fund.
They've made some really bad signings over the last few years, and I guess Madge's got a clean house. Yep. He's got a clean house.
Start again. So that's 3-4 years, I reckon, at least.
Well, if he gets Benji... If he can get Benji, Reynolds and Packer out of there, that's a lot of money, right?
That's a lot of money, but...
If he can manage it. But Josh Reynolds is, like, toxic in the NRL. The only place Josh Reynolds could go is England, surely.
Mm. Yeah, he'd be great over there.
Like, even Bulldogs would...
Yeah, he's got to think
of we're living in COVID world, man.
Yeah.
All these options are very limited at the moment. Yeah. So, Storm are trucking along. They play the Dragons this week. There'll be another training run. They're resting Munster, Cam Smith, Vunivalu and a few others. Like, they're resting a whole bunch.
It's rest round. They should have any player that's resting, they should be on the sideline in bed.
Love it.
Watching it with a cup of tea and just relaxing and watching the game. I'm going to rest. I'm going to do a lot of resting over the weekend.
Hey, you did a lot of resting last week. Yeah.
Spot the difference.
Resting.
Tigers play Eels. Can they
go the Tigers?
Front up for Benji? Chris Lawrence?
It's going to be a danger game for them, I think.
Are the Eels resting people?
I don't think so.
They don't want to
stay top four.
Yeah. So, no, I'm saying they're going to get...
It's going to be an interesting game, and I hope the Tigers come out for them, but they've got a poor record, the Tigers, of playing
Para.
For Para, too.
They're bad against Para.
Who retired? The Lebanese dummy half. Farah. He retired. He had his big farewell, and the Raiders absolutely shellacked him that day. That was at Leichhardt as well.
Yeah, and he sat up and had his little drink on the scoreboard.
It was like 60 to something.
Should have gone partying with Adam Fanua Blake.
My uncle would have slapped his neck into the fucking next dimension.
Good for him. This was followed by the Roosters.
Good for him.
34-18 over the Sharks.
Another shit game.
Yeah.
Cordner was rested. Friend was rested. Teddy was rested. Mitch Orbison, 303 games for the Roosters.
303.
Wow. Yeah, it's a big one.
Recruited by one Artie Beetson.
Really?
Yep, I've listened to that story.
You know my Artie Beetson story. When I was a young man, I used to work at a warehouse in Newtown.
Yeah.
And I'd have to get there early to let the trucks in because it was King Street, so we were out the back. And I open up the back gate on this Saturday morning at like 6 a.m. and there's a bloke sitting in the gutter with like a coat on having a smoke. And he looks up at me and he goes, "How you going, mate?" And I say, "Yeah, good. He goes, "Could you call me a cab, brother?"
Oh.
No worries. Artie Beetson.
Oh, wow. You're kidding.
Yeah.
So big night.
I think Artie's had a lot of big nights.
Wow.
A lot of big nights.
That's crazy.
Have you seen footage of Artie Beetson when he was young playing for the Tigers?
Mm.
He was like the Sonny Bill of the 60s.
Yeah. He was like, incredible.
He was on some different shit to
everyone else, man. He was playing next level football. Okay, he was back rower that offloaded, never seen before.
When you see him on the field in the 60s, early when he was with the Tigers, he looks so beyond the rest of them physically and in his skills as well.
Yeah, he was like Sonny Bill in the way that, he was the prototype.
Yeah.
he would fend off players and offload it.
Amazing.
Whereas the second rows would just cart it up.
Yeah.
Get up and play the ball.
That sort of late in the career state of origin thing, I mean.
My great respect for Artie Beetson is he had a special jacket made. Yes. He loved pies and it had six pie pockets in it. Yeah. So you know, walk around with six pies at all time. I fucking respect the shit out of that.
Respect to you, Artie. Respect to you.
Keep you warm in winter too, you know.
That's great.
Hot pies.
My, I got
you
a
got,
quick...
You got an Artie Beetson, sir?
No, I don't have Artie Beetson. I got a quick flop. Moylan. Ten soft tissue injuries for Moylan. Everything is soft with this guy.
What about hard
even
tissue?
His fucking injuries.
Where's your hard tissue?
Exactly. Get a fucking real injury, mate. No. Get a fucking eye socket out of the head or something.
You've got
crack skull.
You've got a role model right there, Dukes.
Yeah,
exactly.
Take something from the Book of Dukes.
The Book of Dukes.
This is
a short book.
All his injuries have been 10 soft tissue injuries.
Really?
They're looking at offloading.
He's all soft.
It's all soft
tissue. He's a jellyfish.
You're mush, mate.
He's got no vertebrae.
You're a fucking bag of marshmallows. Yeah, that's what you are. I did enjoy reading this article during the week saying, in one sentence, Cronulla are looking to offload Moylan and play him in the semis.
Yeah, that's right. I read that.
Well done, Cronulla.
He'll end up with you guys, I bet.
Oh, my God. Sean Johnson.
That's true.
How about the Achilles? Bing.
Yeah.
Jesus.
That's a hell of a fucking...
What a...
Apparently, he's been going good. Like, I don't know. He's been going okay.
How thick are Brandy Alexander and whoever their commentator was? It was pretty bloody obvious it was an Achilles, right?
Mm.
Like, just the way... He wasn't even turning. He wasn't stepping. He was just running.
Yeah.
Looked like he got shot from behind, looked around. Like, that's an Achilles.
Yeah.
That is an Achilles, gentlemen. They were like, might be his knee.
Yeah, 10 out of 10 Achilles.
And then Royce Hunt comes on, and he dislocates his kneecap. That's nasty fucking injury, man.
What a fucking...
That's like in 10 minutes. They had Achilles and a dislocated knee.
A lot of crazy injuries, man, this year. A lot of crazy injuries. And they're putting it down to the speed of the game.
Wow, man.
A lot of these reserves aren't getting any game time at all.
They're not.
And so they're not getting any toughness.
Have you seen a dislocated kneecap?
Yeah.
It's sickening, eh?
Justin Smith, who played for South, then sickening. He went up to the Tractors. He dislocated his knee. I was at the game. And his kneecap was halfway down his shin.
Yeah, Jared Beale did it a few years ago at the Warriors. It was awful.
I remember I was talking to Justin Smith. He said, I remember doing it. I looked down and said, that's not supposed to be there.
How fat is Andrew Fifita? Like, he's the fattest player in the NRL.
On a scale What's going on with of...
him? He's gone.
What's up with him?
One knee's gone.
On a scale of...
So I reckon he doesn't train.
Dugong to Walrus.
Yeah.
He is, he's up there. He's
beached Dugong?
No, I'm going Walrus.
How can I even play him when he's that fat? It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like,
well, he's got to get it together, man.
He's done.
just his whole life?
Yeah, there's something going on. Yeah. Like, you're
he's
fucking
done, man.
You're,
he's in a Datsun going back
that's
to Penrith.
That's what I mean. It's so close. Yeah. He's on the edge. He's about to lose his career. Fucking whoever's near him, have a chat with him. Fuck.
Are you okay, Dave? It was a couple of weeks ago. You should have got...
Bad night for Dugs. Tupanua, who I'm really liking at the Roosters, he destroyed Dugs. He destroyed Talakai too, man. Like, killed them both.
Yeah.
Mm.
But Dugs is that car you're talking about, man. Like, Dugs is like...
Batted up.
Window. I had a Datsun 200B when I was a young man. Yeah. It had, like, the windows wouldn't go down. Had a hole in the floor. I used to, like, when I parked
it... How awesome, Datsun.
It looked so shit... That I just park it anywhere and just put the bonnet up because everyone assumed it broke down.
Yeah.
Like I just park anywhere, no one would care.
Yep.
And that's where Doug's at. But then he hyperextends his knee and just keeps playing.
Mm.
So he's durable, Doug's.
He's like my.
He's so confusing.
Durable. I used to have a light ace van.
Oh, that fucking.
You remember
thing.
That one? Mm. I used to tie
Do you
t-shirts
wish you called
around
it Dukes now?
T-shirts around the steering column to keep the lights on. That's how fucking crazy.
Do you remember
this
when
car
we're driving back from the
concert,
Queens of the Stone Age concert,
and the lights just
the
kept,
lights were
and
flashing,
the
and the horn were going, and we're behind all these people. They just thought we were fucking terrorizing, but it was the column.
Oh,
of
you
the
probably
highest.
Were.
I had black shirts on, full of car dudes in the car
playing Queens of the Stone Age. Would they ever be worried about that?
Good car, though.
Good car. Roosters play South Sydney this week.
Yeah.
This is oh man, I would have just
it's a shit game to have fucking last
so
round.
So bad, man. I know.
What about Sonny Bill watching this game against the Sharks? How'd Sonny Bill fare, do you think, Mr. Floyd? I thought he played all right.
Yeah, he went okay. I think he's coming to but look.
Do you know he's Henry Perinara's cousin?
Apparently, yeah. And apparently TJ Perinara's
Oh, TJ,
cousin.
Yeah. I can't believe you're not resting.
He's getting better, Sonny Bill. But
that's crazy.
I don't think he's really been challenged yet. I don't think when he gets into the finals, people are going to fucking look at him and go, right, we're coming for you.
Well, did you see it? I don't know why. I kept watching at the end when they gave Orbo. I don't mind Orbo, actually. I used to watch Orbo when he wasn't playing in the Roosters, when the Jets were the Roosters feeder club. I used to see him playing at the Jets, Orbo, back in the day. So he's done his yards. He's done 303 for the Roosters, but he definitely played a few games for the Jets too. But they presented him with the game ball and all the Roosters players are out there. It was, you know, a nice little presentation. Hello to Mrs. Orbison. And... I've never seen anyone look less like an athlete than Jake Friend in a tracksuit.
Cool. He looks like a background character in The Sopranos.
Yeah.
Like, it was the most unathletic look ever.
Yeah.
And then when they had the photo, he stood near Sonny Bill. I'm like, don't do that. Yeah. Don't stand there.
Little Jake. Hey, little Jake. Yeah, go get us a...
Don't stand there, man.
Get us a... Gabagoo. Bring me a couple of gabagoos, little Jake.
Where's your gumma?
I suppose respect that you've had a long NRL career because you look all fucked up.
Allegedly, very deeply in love with my brother.
Well, this is a story that you...
you can peddle this out a lot of times.
That's because it's fucking hilarious.
So he was checking him out at a
mate,
beach.
I've never seen anyone check anyone out like that in my fucking life.
What was he doing? Looking at him, or was he moving his lips? Was he?
It looked like he was
grabbing his bits
at him.
Leering,
your brother,
allegedly. Yeah.
Did your brother act?
Well, my brother goes, "What the fuck's going on?" I said, "He must have been molested by a fucking Iranian cleaner when he was at school."
That was that game. Two games to go. Rooster's looking good.
Readings from the Good Book.
All right, random reading. The book was just thrown open by Paragon and his finger thrust down.
On log flume.
Oh.
To simultaneously defecate and urinate down the same leg.
See, this
or one. It's got a second meaning, a turd in a pub piss trough.
Oh,
okay. Yeah.
Log flume.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yep.
What's flume mean?
Yeah.
I'm glad you
asked. You look it up, flume?
Yeah, why not? Respect to our flumes.
Flume.
It's going to come up with a bloody...
I'm literally DJ. Just getting distracted as I'm looking through this book.
Yeah, it's a fucking hard one. Just,
there's no flume, there's a flum.
Okay.
Which is just pubes.
All right. Mm. So, pass it on. We could do the same. Random reading.
Random
reading.
Yep. It's a very audio experience, this.
Yeah, it is.
Watching Larry.
Well, we're teaching people...
Yes.
...vocab.
We are.
We're heightening.
All right.
We're good guys.
Hungry ass.
I know this.
Condition afflicting women whereby their bills disappear up the crack of their hummer as they walk. Oh. Yeah, okay.
Nothing creepy about that noise.
Yeah, so there's something good there. Nothing something for everyone, okay? I'm going to go towards
no log flume, but.
No.
Down to one leg. That's quite a cheap.
Yeah.
Talk to the judge. To suck a copper's truncheon by way of avoiding a speeding ticket.
That's nice.
E.g., I know I was doing 50 in the 30 zone, officer, but is there any way we can work this out? Perhaps if I spoke to the judge behind the skip bin.
Talk to the judge.
So,
I think we've all learned something there.
Yeah. Let's talk to the judge.
What if I give a definition? Anyway.
Readings from the Good Book.
Is there a word for pissing, shitting, vomiting, burping at the same time?
There's pissing, shitting, and vomiting.
It's is there?
Yeah, it's called the Holy Trinity.
Okay, okay. Because that's, yeah, anyway.
All right, you're up.
Raiders 26, Warriors 14, Raiders in fifth, 13 and 6. They're up 16-14 at halftime, Mr. Carney, and I couldn't work out how. You lost Georgie Williams after 7 minutes. Croker went off for a HIA check. Whiten got put in the sin bin for being fast.
No halves.
Ninja Turtle Papali was pulling people's hair in tackles.
Oh, jeez.
This
penalty
was,
count.
You got caned in the penalties,
7-1, 9-1.
Not only penalties, also the restarts. Like in the first half, you got caned. But you still went in up.
Like, against the Warriors, it was a frustrating game, and the boys got frustrated, and then some stupid fucking calls again. But
I enjoyed it because there was a bit of spite.
There was spite. I've never seen Papali get angry like that. He pulled the guy's hair.
Mm.
It was strange.
It was odd, wasn't it?
For Papali.
My niggas just went up my hammer. I had to stand up.
I've worked out that at least two of the other Ninja Turtles are Chance and Jack Whiten.
Yep. Chance would be Raphael. He's a bit emotional.
Yeah, he is, isn't he? He's a nice guy. And Whiten's that one who thinks he's cool. Which one's that?
That would be Leonardo.
Yeah. So there's only one to go.
Michelangelo.
That's Oldfield. Nah.
What did you think? It was a sin bin?
No, quickly? He was onside.
He was onside?
He just ran out of line quick.
Yeah.
And he actually asked the ref to review it. He said, I want to challenge it.
Yeah.
And the ref said, you can't challenge an inside the 10. Mm. Well, why not?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, they've changed that.
He was adamant. He knew.
Yeah.
He knew he was onside. That's why he was arguing the toss so much, Whiten. He knew he was. He just timed it well.
And if it's like a fraction of a second, like, okay, give the penalty, but don't give the sin bin.
Yeah,
if it's a fucking fraction of a second, come on.
Why can't the bunker review those sin bins and go that? Leave him.
That's right.
Put him back on. That was no fucking sin bin.
Well, this is a thing, the bunker. Where does it bloody start and end, man? Like,
well, when the guy's fucking taking 10 minutes to walk off, the bunker can just have a quick look. I bet you he'll run back on very quickly if it's wrong.
Yeah, that's right.
So
they had the suit of armour ready. Did you see that? They had the suit of armour ready for him.
Good.
Foot on him and get on the bike, mate.
There was a bit of carnage for you guys in this game, wasn't there?
Yeah, we nearly lost Bateman as well, which would have been hard.
I thought he was gone.
Mm.
Man, I thought he was gone.
No, that hyperflexion of the elbow.
Yeah, it looked bad. Whitehead, man, what a team player.
He's my favourite player in the league. He's just consistently just
comes out. 5-8 for a while.
And what a try he set up.
He doesn't give
two kicks.
He's great, man.
Yeah, very good player.
He's always been like that. He's just gone unnoticed. You know, Bateman came in with the flashy runs and score, but Whitehead can, like, put him in half and he'll play fantastic.
Who's that 16-year-old kid at South? What's his name?
Suwali.
Yeah. You listening? Go down to Canberra. Have a chat to Elliot Whitehead, you dumb fuck. Yeah. All right? That's what you want to be. Whitehead, good. You don't play 5-8? I've never done it before, but I'll give it a go, coach.
Yeah.
They stole my scooter in Canberra, but I'm still staying. I'm still good. I love this town. Suwali, fucking, I'm coming for you.
Oh, Jesus.
What about our attack?
Yes. Well, actually, in the first half, I thought, actually, for the first hour, the Warriors forwards were making way more yards than Raiders, and it was actually Whiten's kicking. He was just booming these kicks.
Yep.
Now, I know he does one in a touch every game.
He did one.
Yeah. But he was getting some serious distance. Interestingly, at the end of the game, they asked him, well, obviously he'd been working with Ricky Stewart, one of the greatest kickers in the game. He's like, nah, I work with this local AFL player. He taught me how to kick.
Yep.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
But, man, he can boot that thing, man.
He's
no control of it. That's why he goes out in the full sun. But he kicked you out of trouble a lot of times in that first half.
Yeah. Like,
Warriors were good. I thought they brought it. They were fucking,
They had every reason to come out and just fucking bullshit that game, but they came out and they lost to Vasicek as well.
Yeah.
And they still played awesome, man.
I still think Adam Blair's got an atrocity in him.
Yeah, well, one game left. One game to go. He hasn't been signed by anyone, has he?
Nah, he's going to... Come on, Adam. Shanky. Don't let us down, man. We've gone through your career in minute detail.
Yeah.
And we're expecting one more. You're playing Manly.
Yeah.
There's a lot of targets in that
team. Come on, Fanua Blake.
Fanua Blake.
Well, he was the one who got in the fight with Stewart that time, the bloody fight. Yeah. That was fucking, you know, memorable.
That was his highlight. That was his career highlight.
This one's going to be, he's going to turn up pissed and he's going to shank someone. That's how he's ending. That's how he's ending Good. His NRL career.
How tough is Glenn Stewart, though? I mean, fucking, this guy's like a head taller than him and, you know, probably about 2 stone heavier, but he fucking took it to him.
Yeah, he did.
We had him for a year, Glenn Stewart.
You did?
Yeah.
So the Warriors have done well this year and they're getting Demented Seagull next year, Nathan Brown.
Minus. That's a minus.
And he's being overlooked by Phil Gould, and that always goes well. You know, Phil Gould's looking after you. They've made the finals once in 9 years, the Warriors.
I don't know if these two are going to.
You're getting Adam Fanuba Blake. Is that for culture? Is that why they're getting? So are they going to be any better next year? Because Pato's actually got them playing, right?
Yeah.
I was watching that game against the Raiders. I was like, wow, they're still ripping in. Like, there's something to Peyton at the moment.
You know.
Because he came in halfway through the year. They weren't playing for Stephen Kearney.
That's right.
And he turned them pretty hard, right? He has instilled some culture in that team.
Yeah. Mm.
Now, I know he didn't want to stay. I get that. But Brown.
They're one player short of a fucking good spine. They got Tuivasa-Sheck and Chanel, number five. I rate him. He's good. He's a good player. They need a fucking good hooker.
Yeah.
They need a really strong hooker that can give him direction.
And Nick Reimer's okay at 5'8 there. He'll do.
He's okay, yeah. He'll do.
If they get a good hooker, he'll do.
But they need a good hooker. They need someone of the Josh Hodgson standard.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm hearing. That's just to wake you up so you look like you're falling asleep over there.
I'll tell you who's rocks and diamonds in the Warriors team. They just re-signed him. Peter Hickey, man. Like he does some great plays and some...
He's a weight fluctuator as well. He puts it on and then loses it in a matter of weeks.
Yeah.
He's on the Kearney diet.
Last weight fluctuator was Seabold. We know what he was up to.
So the Raiders potentially, if Para
the
lose,
you're playing the Sharks,
and we win, we go into fourth to play Penrith. Or if Para win, we stay fifth, no matter what happens, and we play the Sharks potentially 2 weeks in a row.
That'll be interesting. So you got the Sharks this week, right?
Yeah, and where our team is literally a reserve grade side. Wyden's not playing.
Yeah.
Williams is not playing. Croker's not playing. Chance isn't playing.
Papali's
not playing.
If you go fourth, you've got to play Penrith.
I still would like fourth because I'd like the challenge to play Penrith, and if we beat them, we're one game away from
grand final. Yeah, I'd rather play Penrith than Roosters or
Storm. I betcha your understrength team gives the Sharks a run.
I hope so, and I think Stewart's done something fantastic, Well, we've got Sam Williams playing, and he's the captain.
Frawley,
the old Bulldogs boy.
Jesus Christ.
And we've got about three debutants.
Ever. You re-signed Tom Starling for next year. That's good.
I like him. He's
and
good.
You've given 34-year-old Sia Soliola another year next year.
Is that official? Yeah.
Yep.
And he's playing this week.
He got a head clash in round 8 against the Saints, and he's been mushing up freaking Big Macs because he couldn't
and
shoot.
And KFC.
KFC, what a diet.
What a diet.
I'd like to try. Can we try that next week? We've done the man shake here, so let's do that. Let's do the blended food.
Okay.
They refer to Sia Soliola as the spiritual leader of the Raiders.
Yeah.
How does that work?
Yeah, I don't know if I'll be following him.
Is it because he king hit Cooper Cronk a couple of years ago? Did that make him their spiritual leader?
I've dabbled in becoming a cult leader at times. And
you have.
I don't think he's got...
You went up bush for a while, didn't you?
Yeah, I was going to be War Hope Jesus.
Yeah, he decided... I believe you were going to water ski.
I was going to give sermons while water skiing.
Down the Hastings River.
Yeah, giving sermons.
From the good book.
Yeah. My good book.
Go the Raiders.
Okay.
I can't wait for the finals, man. I'd like to see where we're at. And hopefully, you know, we don't get bundled out the first week. But I just want to play one of the good sides. And it's just that feeling you get when your team's playing in the finals that morning. You wake up. You're excited. You feel like a kid again.
Kid.
I can't wait.
Kid.
Can't wait. Not okay. You're very sad. You're like, you haven't had that feeling in a while. Sorry, Morton.
Like a kid. All right, one more.
Knights 42, Saints 18. Like, this was shit. Saints were down 36-6. Couple of things. Number one, Dean Young's leaving the Saints, and it's pretty obvious that the Saints players now give you even less shits.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And number two, they decided to play Ben Hunt at halfback for the 7th time this year he played halfback. How many games do you reckon they've won out of those 7 when Ben Hunt has played halfback?
Zero.
Correct.
Yep.
Yeah, he's...
But why does Cam McGinnis get shafted out of hooker for this stooge? I get he's on huge money, but they're trying to solve that problem.
No, McGinnis is one of the best hookers.
He's good, man.
Yeah, he's been struggling, I think, a little bit in the
playing in the back row.
He's doing position. All, yeah.
He's doing good,
he's
but
doing
he's
doing all the fucking work.
That's like saying to Cookie, exactly. Go play in the back row.
I know. Yeah.
Jesus, man.
Yeah, they've got to fix that up. They've got to sort out this
Hunt
situation.
He's just there to tackle and hold the middle, you know?
That's another team that's almost like the Sharks. They've got Norman, Hunt. It's like Norman's a very Moylan type player, I feel. They're very flashy and whatnot.
I love that. they've
got to get rid of these
Norman's
players.
Norman's a
they're
confidence player, and no. I've never
Norman's
seen him confident.
Norman's a fraud, man.
Yeah, he is.
Three-club fraud. Broncos, Para, Saints.
Three-club fraud.
Get out of here, you fucking bum.
The main thing with this game is, and next year, Larry, you're a massive gambler these days.
I am, yeah.
Next time the Knights have the old boys' day, you put everything you have on them and then some, because they have not lost one of the old boys' day games in a long, long time.
We beat them last year, old boys' day.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, we did.
No, you didn't. Really?
Yep.
They usually fire, man. They usually fire. There was I've read
they
a statistic.
They love their old boys, don't they, up there?
No, man, they're always good.
Young boys.
And they should have the old boys' days 6-7 times a year, and they should have one in the finals as well. Anything to get them up.
Two old boys each week.
Yeah, that's it.
This week it's Butterfield and Chief. That's all we're getting.
Butterfield, yes.
Butterfield 8.
Next week it's Billy Peden.
Oh, Davis.
And
Robbie.
Davis. That's who we're having.
Wow.
Oh, that's amazing.
Darren Albert. Your week three.
Oof.
What was, right, so what was the Knights player I said that you forgot about? The Aboriginal player, the Indigenous player. Ah, anyway.
Never mind. Yeah.
Tamana Tahu.
Tahu was one.
Owen Craigie.
Tamana Tahu was a great player, man.
He was a good player.
Oh,
he was a bloody
his
good
name.
Player, man.
Jesus.
Did anyway. Went to Power, didn't he? For a
yeah,
long time.
He was a good player.
Yeah.
So, Saints haven't copped enough shit, have they? They've won six
they
games.
Not, no. And they've got a half-decent side without much injury.
Joke,
so what's going on there? It's culture, right?
Griff's got to make some big calls when he comes in.
I think
James Graham leaves halfway through the year. What does that tell you?
That's terrible.
He's a smart man.
Yeah.
That's what it tells me.
He should have stayed on
the
end
of
the year.
Widdup left the year before.
They signed Trent Merrin. They've got that Tristan Saylor kid, and they just won't play him.
Yeah.
Fucking Vaughan goes off with a sore eye.
Yeah.
Get a real fucking injury, mate.
Yeah.
Who goes off with a sore eye?
He misses 2 weeks.
You've got a bit of a weeping eye.
I do.
He misses 2 weeks because he goes to a cafe.
Yeah.
That's
dicks, man.
Sore eye.
It's bad. And then Dean Young said...
Sore on.
Dean Young said they would have been beaten by the Dapto side, which links in with my idea I was going to talk about the bottom eight. Oh. So, you know, my top eight should... the season should stop... Top eight play each other, bottom eight play each other. Well, the bottom eight should play the top four of New South Wales Cup and the top four of Queensland Cup.
Go to Jets.
So the bottom eight, and they form their eight. Okay, so they're playing the cream of the crop of the reserve grades.
That'd be great.
Don't you reckon? Some sort of competition, like
Saints
an FA Cup.
Saints v. Wenty, I'd go out and watch
that. Yeah, I'd watch that.
That would be a great game. FA Cup style.
Yeah.
And just imagine seeing Wenty beat St. George.
Jets v. Dogs. I wouldn't know who to go for.
So while the main comp's going, the top eight, they progress on. We've got this other mini comp happening, and then they're playing for an FA Cup style trophy. Boom.
Boom.
Done. I think that's a great idea.
Knockout or?
Yeah, make it knockout. Fucking
knockout. Yeah.
They put everything on the line.
So I reckon Dapto would have beaten the Dragons on the weekend, and I think Dean Young was absolutely right, because they're struggling, and it's all about confidence, and there's some of these teams that have just haven't been winning. We've got no confidence, and they've got no chance in hell of winning. And
so what's going to change next year for the Dragons?
Well, the coach.
The coach. What personnel?
Clear out.
He's bought some big prop, hasn't he?
Fooey, fooey, moi, moi.
Yeah. No, he's in the market for some big guy. I know
Mark Tukey?
Tukey.
Not Tamo, he's gone to the Tigers, which is another weird buy for the Tigers. But anyway, we've
stop fixing that. What they do.
Tigers.
All right, so let's have a look.
Tigers.
Let's have a look at the matchups.
Matchups.
Right, let's just go through them for this final round of the
Rest
NRL
round.
COVID Cup. Rest round.
Do
Rest
it.
Round.
Broncos Tractors.
Resting of that one. No, that's the game of the round.
Oh, I reckon, and I want Tractors to win that. I really
are they
want the Broncos
capable of winning.
I think so.
Shit.
Whoever loses gets the fucking spoon.
I think Broncos
they should
will
have
win
to
that.
Play Redcliffe, and if they lose that, they're out of the comp.
There you go. Forever.
Right. There you go.
Forever.
What a game would that would be an amazing
all right.
game.
That is Thursday night, followed Friday night, 6 o'clock, Titans, Knights. That's going to be a pretty good clash.
Go the tits.
Yeah, I'm on the tits. Yeah.
Knights can't change their position, can they?
No.
I wonder if I give Kalen. Kalen, you'd be
I think Kalen's resting.
You'd be tight, Kalen.
I think they're going to be resting players. Titans obviously won't. So
I don't like the name Kalen.
Do you like Alexander Jehoshaphat?
Yeah, I like that. But Kalen sounds like you're one of the Chamberlain children.
It's not a rugby league
name.
It
does sound weirdly biblical.
Mm. Kalen came out of a tent and couldn't find Azaria. That's what it sounds like.
I'm still pretty raw about that. It's too soon.
Really? Sorry, man.
This is good. Next game.
That game is followed by Rabbitohs Roosters, 7:55 at
I can't
ANZ.
Believe you're playing your full side. Yeah, is that Wayne just... Wayne. Does he know what round it is?
Wayne.
Does he
Wayne.
Know what's going on?
He doesn't
on?
Understand it's rest round, I can tell you that.
Wayne, you know what's happening the week after next, Wayne.
If fucking Cookie breaks his leg in this game, or Reynolds, heaven forbid...
You know when he says that
breaks
shit.
His arm... And
you
lose. You
should be punching him now.
For a game that does mean nothing.
Nada. Zip.
Just shut up.
Jack look, shit.
I think you're doomed.
Yeah, I think we're doomed. That is followed by Saturday, 3 p.m. Bulldogs Panthers.
Yeah.
Speaking of more doom.
They could play their Jersey flag team and beat us.
Yeah.
This is black magic stuff, Panthers, mate. They've got the Dogs last round.
Well, it all depends. If the Broncos lose, we've got nothing to play for.
You know what? That's my hot tip. Dogs to win.
That's your hot tip.
Hot tip this week. Dogs to win.
Keep your hot tip to yourself.
They usually win their last game, the Dogs, and I hope Panthers are resting players, which I think they will be.
Respect to George Arliss, you've done all right.
Yeah, he's done pretty well.
He's hung in there considering no one wants you. Well done.
Yeah. That's followed at 5:30 by Sharks Raiders. I think we're all on Raiders for that.
Do
we play first, do we?
You reckon
shit.
Raiders are playing their reserve grade team.
Yeah, I still reckon
Sharks might be as well.
Yeah, who knows?
Well, the Sharks got a lot to play for, actually.
Cat and mouse thing. What have they got to play for?
We've literally
pride.
Got a, we've literally got a reserve
grade
team.
Have you seen the
team.
Sharks? They got no pride.
Yeah, that's true. At least 7:30 Saturday night, we've got Tigers versus Eels. I think everyone's on the Eels there.
That'll be the other game really worth watching. Benji's last. Chris Lawrence is last. Assuming he's playing.
Yeah.
Parra got to run into some form. That game's worth a look.
Yeah.
Okay. That Sharks Raiders might be a real... Depending on who they play, like, because there's a good chance they're going to play each other the following week. So,
do you
go super hard or do you go the other way and you pull a pin on a whole bunch of players? Do you go half-assed?
You've got to rest players. You can't.
With our young guns, they'll be out there playing for a contract. So, I think Stewart's played this really well.
You know, you might want to give Kotrick the ball a bit more.
That's why I think he's one of the only players that are actually staying on with Rapana and maybe one or two others, but the rest are all newcomers.
Newcomers.
Yep.
All right. That is followed on Sunday, 2 p.m., Warriors-Sea Eagles. This will be the Warriors' last game. Yeah. They will all fly out to New Zealand after the game and be with their families.
Be interesting to see. No Roger.
Mm. So he's back in the bubble.
I hope
in New
they
Zealand,
hang in
right?
there, the Warriors.
They'll beat Manly. They'll beat
I hope they hang in there and just play one
they
more
will,
good game.
They will beat Manly
I reckon
for
they'll
sure.
beat Manly.
Yep.
And then the last game, what a blockbuster.
Yes.
Storm Dragons. Jesus. Well, it's actually Dragon Storm.
Jesus.
So that's just going to be an annihilation.
What time's that?
It's 4:05.
Channel 9
Sunday.
Game.
Sunday, yeah.
Well, as we said before we went on air, we know when the Storm don't care. It's when Shandor gets a run.
Shandor
is in the number 2 jersey for the Storm this week.
Man, it's going to be like a gangbang video. And...
Dragons
are the girl.
Yeah. I'm worst cats in the NRL, Shandor, and that's a big call.
I'm doing a John Lennon protest sleep in for that game. That's complete rest. I'm actually going to go to bed and sleep for 2 hours.
Really?
I'm not watching
complete
that game.
Complete bed rest.
Yeah.
You're not working?
That's a Sunday, mate.
Yoko going to be there?
No, I'll be back by then.
No Yoko?
Well, if she wants to join.
Is there any news?
Well, sort of news. I got one thing.
You've got one thing. Well, if you've got one thing, you're getting the fucking music, mate.
Get one thing. Get one thing.
Morton Paragon News.
Bad news for anyone who supports a team not in the top eight. If you are looking for some off-season signings to perk up your team,
good news.
Let me tell you, there ain't shit out there on the market.
Yeah.
So during the week, the market has crashed. COVID's killed it.
COVID.
So on during the week, Fox put out their top 13 off-contract players at the moment.
Wow.
And to say I was unimpressed is an understatement.
Underwhelmed?
Tristan Saylor, maybe.
I'll take him.
Oldfield.
100%. Everything on the table for him. Everything I can't believe we do. We'll snap him up again.
Tim Laffey.
Laffey?
Nah, gone.
Stephen Masters from Souths.
Oh, really? He's a handy pickup, man. He's a very handy pickup. He played really well.
Jordan. What position, sorry?
Center.
Oh, sorry.
He's a young guy.
He got
sure you're poo-pooing him.
He got hooked on Thursday.
A few defensive issues.
Replaced by Jed Cartwright. Mm. But I think he's pretty good.
Jordan Kahu. Trash.
See you later.
Nahu.
Kieran Foran.
Trash.
I think Manly should pick him up. I think he needs to go back to Manly.
Long-standing bromance, yeah. Man. Long-standing. Benji Marshall. 35 years old.
Too old.
Brisbane?
Get him on the fucking Tyson.
That's what it means. Yeah,
just stem cells. Get him on the fucking
cryogenic.
Part of this is COVID. The going to England thing isn't there.
Yeah, it's not an option anymore, is it?
It's not really there as an option. So,
and it used to be big money too.
Yeah, yeah.
They've run out of money.
Would you have Benji at the Dogs? Or his cousin or something plays there.
No point. His brother.
There is no point.
It's his brother.
No point. John Asiata from the Cowboys.
Good.
He's a good player.
Yeah. He's a handy
player. I know Saints, Dogs, Tigers are all in made inquiries. I think he's almost best player.
So why isn't Cowboys trying to...
He wants out.
Mm. Of course he does.
He play a bunch of positions too. Danny Levi at Manly.
Yeah.
Man, he's 50-50.
So they're
maybe
Manly
on the bench.
Giving him the punt because their only hooker then is Manasi, who's still got his court proceedings for his Mormon picnic stabbing.
Yeah, it's sure. Fucking plastic knife.
That's the only hooker they got on the books. They've got him on
plastic knife shanking.
Yeah, catch him on the
so
books.
So he's not been charged yet.
Manasi Fanu's been charged but hasn't gone to court.
Yeah.
He's in a Jack DeBellin state.
Did he kill the person?
See, jail league is coming together nicely.
No, I don't know. He ran out of plastic forks.
Yeah, probably had butter on it as well. Just
margarine.
Right
butter.
Margarine.
Lachlan Burr from the Warriors. He's a bit of a hothead.
Yeah, he's all
Lachlan
right.
Lachlan Burr.
I think he started with us, actually. Here's one for you. Bailey Sirinen.
We'll wrap him up. He's a very good player.
Would you rather him or Sua?
Sua. Sua's got that aggression.
Remember, these are the best guys on the market.
Yeah, right.
There's not much there, eh?
No.
There's one more.
No.
One more.
That's shit.
Sam Burgess.
You ready for it? Just stay calm. Because I'm sensing outrage once I say this. Ray Stone.
Ooh. Yeah, take him any day of the week, mate.
Come on, Ray.
That's a leader.
I'd have him as trainer. I'd buy him as a trainer.
Get over here, Boris.
Club captain. That's what I'd have him
as. Would you have him at the Dogs?
I want the Ray Stone. Yeah. The Ray Stone ethos.
On the right money?
That's the right comment.
On the right money, I'd have him.
I would have the Ray Stone ethos plastered on the walls.
I tell you, he played well for the Dogs this week. Best game he's played, the Pommy, Luke Thompson.
Yeah, he was good.
He'll start firing.
He's different to a lot of props. He hits the line with speed, man. He's a fast forward, isn't he?
He's going to be a good player, but I'm a bit worried he's going to get homesick as well and he's going to want to go home.
That is a concern. But our pack with him, Josh Jackson, Adam Elliott coming back in. You'd have a decent pack.
Barrett,
Ferner. Get out there, Ferner.
You need
backs. My point of all that is, seriously, it's not a lot of good. You can be a team like the Dogs who have cleared house, right? We want to spend money. We got millions to spend. The fear is you spend money on trash.
Yeah, look.
You've got to wait it out then.
Yeah.
Bailey Sirinen,
you may have to wait it out. Yeah.
Bailey Sirinen's a very good pickup, and so is Asiata. If you can get them.
Two or three guys on that list are going to make huge coin because the stocks are so low. They're the best of a bad bunch.
Yeah.
There's a couple of guys there who are going to get paid such overs. It's ridiculous.
And there weren't many hookers there, and that's what seems to be in shortage, hookers and halves.
Yeah.
I think one
Asiata could get huge money, man. Like,
one of the saving graces for the Raiders, I think, and I think he's going to play amazing in the finals, is Corey Hawira-Naira.
Dripping from a dead dog's eye.
I think that loss for the Dogs, he's a gun player. Stewart's only been playing him for about 15, 20 minutes.
He was our best forward last year.
Mm. Mate, he was on the Jimmy the Hand called it. He said he'd be Daly M player after, unfortunately, he got into the shit. But you look at Ockhambor. You look at Ockhambor. We talked about Ockhambor and him, and they both, the week after, were gone. Mm. But
must be their training regime.
Yeah,
Ockhambor's back, and he's a gun. And I'm telling you now, we're in Ira in the finals. I think Stewart's just holding him back. He's going to be like the Sonny Bill of a few years ago, I think. So
the Artie Beetson.
He's been a great buy. So hopefully there's got to be some players that are unhappy and they break contract. That's what the Dogs are going to hope for.
Yeah. They'll get the pie jersey happening.
So for fans of the Titans, the Tigers, Manly, Warriors, Dragons, Tractors, Dogs and Broncos, who all will not be making the eight, we'll tell you why your team is shit next week. We will go into detail next week.
Detail. It'll be probably two shows, actually.
Yeah, we might have to do chapters, installments, because when it comes to telling you why you're shit, we're your men.
Yeah. All right, that's it for this week, and we'll talk to you next week. We'll see you then. Have a happy round of football. Last round of the season. Rest up for rest round. And then we move into the finals.
Rugby league.
See you later. Sola, on egiten daukanon.